Well, I think they're clashing. I think everything that we ought to be able to get done in a bipartisan way, especially the USMCA, I think that they've all been put to the side to just impeach the president. This is not a surprise. The last person who presided over an impeachment in the House was Ray LaHood. He was in the chair during the impeachment in the late 90s. And he told the American people at a hearing, avoid impeachment like the plague, because all of the good things that we talked about getting done together here at this hearing he was at, he said, it will not happen. And that's unfortunate, because the USMCA, Speaker Pelosi put it on the floor today, it would pass overwhelmingly. If she wants to prove to the American people that the USMCA, or that Congress can walk and chew gum at the same time during her impeachment, her and Adam Schiff's impeachment, then she ought to put the USMCA on the floor to prove it. She's not doing that. She's the only person that can make that happen, and it's very frustrating to our farmers. Well, there's a lot of support on both sides of the aisle for the USMCA. I was at the White House, talked to the Vice President, talked to Secretary Perdue, Larry Kudlow, an economic advisor to the President, and different media outlets about the USMCA. This is the single most important piece of legislation to our farmers and our manufacturers right now. And it also could open up the floodgates to other bilateral trade agreements.